Or Kama Shirayin Gimel Chaf Beis Iyur Hitoshimim Gimel, May 5th, 1983, on Thursday.
There's a rest line, Gezayin Medalo, but just one thing I wanted to discuss. We discussed the various Shittas HaShem in respect to Shem Rebbe Yishus Rabbi and Chotzer HaMichedes and Shnei HaMichedes and Chavishvorim or Chotzer HaMichedes and Pires Yishvorim. Now, I mentioned what the course says, and the case is that the Dayan Medale, Koshin Hilchet and Hilchetis Lishwar in Kral, Koshin Chotzer Hamide, the Afal Pishin Hilchetis Mir Mepele, that it's a Kawahim that she needs the Pirchet. So we discussed all this. The only thing that I didn't discuss so far is, according to Tesis, what is the Machlekes between Rav Zeir and Abai? What is the machlekes between Rav Zeir and Abaye? We mentioned what is the machlekes between Rav Zeir and Abaye according to the Rambam, but what is the sheet of thesis in respect to the machlekes between Rav Zeir and Abaye? Now we said that according to the Rif and the Rambam, so there is a machlekes between Rav Zeir and Abaye. And Rav Zeir, now the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam are mashmit Rav Zeir's aloche in the beginning of the second parak. That you test that Rav Zeir says that Hocho b'shus Rabbi v'itizo tzchures v'iziko b'shus Yochi. So at first Rav Zeir says that he's potter akira in kama lochi yishkan, and then he said hadrav. So if the behemoth walks in the Rishus Rabbi and she steps upon Tzchures and the Tzchures fall upon Kirin in the Rishus Ayochi and the Amazik the Kirin in the Rishus Ayochi, so Rav Zeir said this chayim. The Rif and the Rambam are mashmid. And the Rosh says that according to the Rif, the Aloche is not like Rav Zeir. Now the question is, how can the Rif and the Rambam not passing like Rav Zeir when the Gemara doesn't mention any Amire with Chilkan Rav Zeir's din? The Gemara just mentions that Rav Zeir at first held that Holchom Bishus Rabbi with his of Chilkan with Zikom Bishus Ayochi with Potter Akira Inkan Anochi Yishkan, and then he was Chilzer. So, but which Amire is Chilik and Rav Zeir's Chazor? So, we said that according to the Rif and the Rambam, there is a machlekes, because the Rosh explains the Shittas of Rif. The Rif says the Shem Rebbe Apota Bishus Rabbi, Apota Bishus Rabbi. Why? Because Urche. So what does it mean? Of course, it's there is a Xerasakosu, but the Xerasakosu is declaratory of a certain concept. In other words, the Apurim of Tashlumim, let's say Kinyan Dibeir, Tomim Beish. So all these Purim are only Purim of Tashlumim, but they are not mufke of the Avera of the Ishmael. He's still a chete. In other words, if somebody digs a bear in the Rishis Rabbi and then kill him, get damaged in that bear, so he doesn't have to pay. But he's a chete, he's even a Ishmael. And with the Shomayim, he has to pay. A Tomu Meish, so he doesn't have to pay. But with the Shomayim, he's chayev, because he was negligent. So he's either the Avera of the Ishmael. Mashim came, Shem Rego, Bishus Rabbi. So he's not negligent. The Torah does not expect the owner of a behemoth, the owner of a behemoth, to follow his behemoth every time the behemoth wants to walk in the Rishus Rabbi. So there is no Maisaveya. There is no Maisaveya. So this is what Abaye says. This is what Abaye says. And the Rif and the Rambam, of course, all the Mishnayim pass like Abaye, not like Rav Zeir. So Mele, now we see in Machlokes between Rav Zeir and Abaye in regard to a Chotzer that is Yechedes Lishneyem Meperes. Yechedes Lishneyem Meperes. So, the Inom Yechedes Lishvorim only Lechav, Remizek. So Rav Zeir, so Abaye says, and Rabbaye says, "Kibli nicheles lishvorim so da'achak chenebei." And Rav Zeir says, "Kibli nicheles lepeiri so bino nubiyav is da'achel olake." The answer is, Abaye holds that Gzer Sakosu nubiyav is da'achel is declaratory of the concept the Gushis Rabbi Mitzvot there because there was no pshia, there was no negligence. He's not in Meiver, the Yisar of Leishmerenu, because the Torah does not require the owner of the Shea to follow the Shea every time that the Shea goes into the Gushis Rabbi. So when can we say that there is no negligence if it's a Rishus Rabbi Mamesh? But a Chotzea Ham Yechedes Lipeiretz Ve'inim Yechedes Lishvorim. Shvorim, so it's the exclusive regard to Shvorim, is the exclusive Rishus of the Nizek. So the Sheira Mazik Rubens, if it's the exclusive domain in regard to Shvorim of the Nizek of Shimer, so Ruben, the owner of the Sheira Mazik, is certainly negligent in letting the Sheira trespass into Shimon's Chotzer. Ruben Sheira is a trespasser when it walked into Shimon's Chotzer. So he's certainly negligent, so he's chayev. Masheinke Rav Zeire, he says, Kim Yechez Lepiris, Hobino Nubia Bizniacher Reke. Hobino Bizniacher Reke. So that means Rav Zeire holds, it's Igzeres HaKosu, that he's only chayev Bishus HaNizek, so it has to be Bishus HaNizek all the way. So it has to be Bishus HaNizek, since it is Miyuchedes LePeiros, so in regard to Peiros, it's the joint Rishus of the Mazik also, so it's not Bishus HaNizek. Now, Rav Zeire says, in the Machon Edim, the Hadrav, that if Holcho Bishus HaRabim, the Tizot Tzeres, the Ziko Bishus HaYochi, V'itizo v'shus ha'yochid, so he's chayev. So v'iziko v'shus ha'yochid, he's chayev. At first he said he's potter, and then he said he's chayev. So the question is, why do? So the Rif and the Rambam are both mashmi, and the Rosh says the Rif holds that Rav Zeire's halacha is not alim in the Ilchase. Why not alim in the Ilchase? I mean, the Rif is not chayev Rav Zeire. The answer is, it's Rav Zeire l'shitose. Rav Zeire said. So in other words, so Abayi says no. So what does it mean? Because the reason is to why the Shisharabi is potter, because there is no pshia whatsoever. He's not a chayte. There is no maisabere. So, but in the case of Michelis Leperes and Lizek Lishvori, so he's certainly negligent. He allowed his behemoth to trespass into Shimon Sode, which is the exclusive reshus for the Shei of Shimon, not for the Shvori of Ruve. So the male is chayev. Mashein kin, Rav Zeire, he said, kin yichadis lepeireis, hobinam biyadbiyam zahachar leke. So that the Yeshua says, in one washing, the Yeshua has two reshenes. So one washing says, that what Rav Zeire is saying, it's Mimon Efshach. Either you say, it's not Rav Zeire. Rav Zeire is not Chilik Anabayez Din, or that Miyuchedes Lepeiros and Mishvorin Bichad Dinizek. So Rav Zeire doesn't say that it should be Poter. Rav Zeire says, Rabaye Mimon Efshach. If you say, that miyuched b'chotza miyuched es lo ze v'lo ze bein l'peiros bein l'shvo, so he is chayev. So if you say that b'chotza miyuched es lo ze v'lo ze bein l'peiros bein l'shvo, so he's poter, this is what Abaye says, because Abaye reconciles the braise of Rav Yisef with the braise of Rav Shimon ben Elozo. The braise of Rav Shimon ben Elozo says the chotzer ha'shutrim is potter by Hashem. The price of Rav Yisef says that he is chayev. So Abaye reconciles the two prices, the price of Rav Shimon ben Elozo and the price of Rav Yisef, by saying that the price of Rav Yisef that says Chotzer HaShutrim is chayev has reference to Miyuchedes LePeiros Lozeh VeLozeh LePeiros Udechad Lishvorim Dinizek Lishvorim, and the price of Rav Shimon ben Elozo has reference to the case of Miyuchedes Lozeh VeLozeh Bein LePeiros Bein Lishvorim. So that's Seira says to Abaye, you Abaye, you say that Chotzer Miyuchedes Lozeh VeLozeh So obviously you don't explain the pasuk ubiya bizdeachia la'akuche mishisara, but you explain ubiya bizdeachia that it has to be chotzranize. If the pshat in ubiya bizdeachia is that it has to be chotzranize, so it has to be chotzranize, pure and simple. So in the case of miyuchedes lipeiros v'miyuchedes lishvorim, it's still not completely rishus hanizek, because it's only rishus hanizek in regard to shvorim. It's not rishus hanizek in regard to peiros. So there are two possible explanations of the biyah bizdeachia. This is what Rav Zeira is saying about. That either one possible explanation is of the biyah bizdeachia, that he is only higher in rishus hanizek. So in Meila, then it should follow that Chotzeram Yechedes Lepeire is Lozeh Lozeh, but Lishvom Lenizek, so it's not Rishus Hanizek Ligamre, because in regard to Peireis is the joint Rishus, so it should be put. Or you're explaining that Ubiya Bizdeacher implies that Rishus Arabim is put. Rishus Arabim is Potter. Mashein Kei. If it's not Rishus Arabim, so then it's Chayev. So we may lay in the corner of Rav Zeira holds. So Rav Zeira holds that once we say B'chotzer HaMichedes L'Peiros Lozer Lozer L'Peiros U'Lechad L'Shvorim, so it's Chayev. So we may lay, we have to say something else, that even Chotzer Am Yochedes Lozeh Lozeh Beili Peres Beili Shmorim is also Chayev, and this is what Rav Zeira holds, that he's Chayev in both cases. In the case of Chotzer Am Yochedes Leperes Lozeh Lozeh Beili Shmorim Lechad Lemizek, so he agrees with Abai on that, but he also says in the case of Chotzer Am Yochedes Lozeh Lozeh Beili Peres Beili Shmorim, he is also Chayev. Where is he Potter? He is only Potter Rishus Rabbi. And the commentator of Zeira, so this we have to, the Yeshua doesn't discuss anything else, but in order to explain, Teisa Shite, so we have to say that according to Rav Zeira, according to Rav Zeira, he is Eva Leishmerem, by Shem Rebbe. Even Rishus Rabbi Mamesh is Eva Leishmerem. He's Eva Leishmerem, because he is Mechuye to watch a Sheir, so that the Sheir, as he walks in the Rishus Rabbi, so will not be magic in the Peiros. So he's Mechuye. Either he walks with the Sheir, or he tells one of his children to walk with the Sheir, or he engages someone to walk with the Sheir. Eloch Name, according to Rav Zeira, so Rishus Rabbim is not Mufke of Pshir. He's still with the Sheir, and he is a Chayitim. And with the Shamayim, he will be Mechuyev. He'll be Mechuyev. Not as the Rif says, that it's Urcheu, and the Torah doesn't even expect him to follow up the Sheir so that it wouldn't be mazik in the course of its walking in the Rishus Rabbi. So according to Teisves, Rav Zeira says that Rishus Rabbi, Shem Reb Rishus Rabbi, is not mufke from Shia. It is a Pesheya. The owner of the Sheir is still a Pesheya, because he is expected to watch the Sheir. But it's Exerasakosuk that he is Potter. In the same way as the Torah says, it's Exerasakosuk that if Kelim are damaged in a bay, he also is Potter. In the same way as the Torah says, that if Eish is Mazik Tomut, so he is Potter. Not that he is not a Chayte, he is even a Yishmerenu. But it's the Sakosu of Ptur of Tashlumi. So according to Rav Zeira, the Ptur of Shem Rebbe Rishus Rabbim is analogous to the Ptur of Kirin Bibeya. It's analogous to the Ptur of Tom Beish. So he is a Peshia, but it's a special the Sakosu that he is Potter. He is Potter if And the Gzeras HaKosef only implies Yerushus HaRabim is Potter Masha'im Kechotzer HaShutvim. Even Lozeh V'Lozeh Beinli Peres Beinli Shlomim, the Gzeras HaKosef has no application. And the Mele, but the Pesheya is always Yerushus HaRabim, but it's a Ptur. So the Ptur is only if the Hezek occurred in Yerushus HaRabim. But Holchob Yerushus HaRabim, V'itizo tzchilis, v'yoziko v'shtayochi. So the hezek occurred in the shtayochi. So the Rif says that according to Abaye, it's not a little bit hilkase. Because according to Abaye, the Gzeras HaKosef of Birbis the Acher implies that the shusarabim is not even a pesheya. Because the owner is not expected to follow up the shea. So Mimele, according to Abaye, the Rif holds, so Holchob Yerushus HaRabim, V'Yizikot Cheres, V'Yizikot Yerushus HaYochid, so he's potter the way Rav Zeira held originally. I mean, why? Because since it occurred as a result of the behemoth walking in the Yerushus HaRabim, and that the owner of the behemoth is allowed to do, to let the behemoth walk in the Yerushus HaRabim, he is not supposed to follow up the behemoth, so how could he have prevented the behemoth from being Matis Furas in Yerushus HaYochid when he's not expected by the Torah to follow up the Behemoth? So Mimele, the Rif doesn't pass in Rav Zeira's halacha. But according to Teisles, so Rav Zeira holds that Yerushus HaRabim is not a koye of the Yisra of Rish Merema, but it's only a Gzeras HaKosef potter af tashlumim without any Sforas. So once the Gzeras HaKosef imply if the Hezek occurs in the Rishus HaRabim. But if the Hezek occurs in the Rishus HaYochid, so Mimele is higher. That's why Rav Zeira says, Hadrabi. But then, what does the Rif say? But he's not in the Sheya. That's the Shita of the Rif. But the Shita of Teitzvah is that at least according to Rav Zeira, so Shem Rebbe Rishus HaRabim is not Mufti of Pshia. It's only Ptur of Tashlumim, like Kelim Bibeir, like Tomum Beish. So the Gzeras HaKosef only implies that he's potter of Tashlumim if the Hezek occurs in Yerushus HaRabim. But if the Hezek occurs in Yerushus HaYochid, then the Gzeras HaKosef doesn't apply. All right, this I wanted to mention in connection with the machlekes between Rav Zeira and Abba. All right, now, Rav Meir in Omama, Rav Meir in Merach HaTzavua, Rav Meir in Merach HaNochot, והנתנן רבי זרעים בזמן, so רבי זרעים אף הנוכש, אף הנוכש. So that means that not only זה ברי, they no barbarous, אמרו עד מתחלוסות, but נוכש also. But זה ברי, they no barbarous, מועד מתחלוסות, והנתנן רבי זרעים בזמן שהם בני תרבוס, הם מעדים, והנוכש מועד לאילום, so how can Rav Lezer say, Ava Nochosh, Toni Nochosh? In other words, the right Gilsen is not Rav Lezer Eimer Ava Nochosh, but Rav Lezer Eimer Hanochosh. I mean, I say the right Gilsen. After all, I mean, we say right Gilsen in respect to anything that appears in Gemara, because it was written down. But as far as the Gemara is concerned, so the Gemara mentions it before the Chassidus Talmud. So it wasn't in written, so it was Balpeh. So in other words, that was the Masere, Rav Hanochosh, that Rav Lezer Hanochosh. So he said, no, Rav Lezer didn't say Rav Hanochosh, but Rav Lezer said Hanochosh. Now Rav Lezer didn't mention the Talmud, and Rav Lezer didn't tell Hanochosh, or Mashmuel. Arib Yoshus Rabim, we already discussed that tomorrow, the Shimon Rambam. Or Mashmuel, Arib Yoshus Rabim, Doras Yochal Potter, Torah Yochal Chay, Doras Yochal Potter, Kiliuchel, Midres, Havale, Kimei, Shochlo, Peris, Virokes, the Havale, Shindosh, Rabbi, U Potter, Torah Labu Cheu. So why? Why is Torah Labu Cheu? Because the Derech, what does Torah mean? Torah means, first, the lion killed the behemoth and then he devoured the behemoth. That's not in accordance with the usual practice of the lion, of the Nari. The usual practice of the lion is that he devours the animal alive. Except if the Ari does not intend to eat the animal itself, but he wants to prepare it as food for his children, so then it will kill it, and it will leave it in its lair, and then he'll give it to his children to eat. But if the purpose is as food for itself, not food for his children, so then the usual practice of an Ari is to eat it up alive. Alright. So that's why Shmuel says, if it is, Ari Yoshiv Rabbi, so Doras Yochal is potter. Ari Yoshiv Rabbi Doras Yochal is potter. Why? Because that's the Derech. So if it's the Derech, it's Shem Rego. Shem Rego Apotam Yoshiv Rabbi. Now, that could only be true if we say that the reason is why Shem Rego Apotam Yoshiv Rabbi is Exodus HaKosov. Not because he's not negative. But if as the Rishite, in the Rambam Shite, that the Exodus HaKosov would be of the Achir, it's just the clarity of the concept that there is no negligence, because the Torah does not expect the owner of the behemoth to follow up the behemoth every time the behemoth is willing to walk in the street. So then it's not shayach. You cannot say the Torah does not expect an owner of the lion to follow up the lion every time the lion is willing to walk in the street. He certainly does expect. I mean, if he does not exercise the proper care of a lion, so he's in there every minute of the day, and of the night, from the source of God in the Sechot. He's not better than his caravan. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. You excuse me. Against the Gemara. How does the Gemara say how does Shmuel say, Ahib Yoshu Sarabi, Doras Vyochal is Potter. Why? Because it's the derech of an Ari to eat up a behemoth alive. So maybe it's Shem Rebo. And Shem Rebo is Potter Mishus Rabbi. But the Rif says that the reason is why Shem Rebo is Potter Mishus Rabbi, because he's not negligent. But here he's certainly negligent. Who could be guilty of more negligence than the owner of the lion who lets the Ari roam in the Mishus Rabbi and devour babies? So the Yamshlim himself says that that's the reason as to why the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam don't mention Shmuel's memory. But it cannot be Chilik and Shmuel. So the Yamshlim, while he agrees with the Shita of the Rif, that the reason as to why Shem Rebu is part of the Shisarabi is not a day of Zeras HaKosov, but it's based upon the fact that there is no negligence. But since the this phenomenon of an Ari walking in the Mishus Rabbi is an infrequent phenomenon, so mele, even though the basis of the taloche is the lack of negligence, but it doesn't make any difference. In other words, like loy pluk, but the Yam Cheshleime applies the concept of loy pluk, I mean the Reiseler. He applies that concept of loy pluk and the Reiseler. But this is what Yam Cheshleime says. But the Rif and the Rambam, what is the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam? They say that they are Mashmi Shmuel's memory. So it's not only that they are Mashmi Shmuel's memory, but they even imply, the Rif and the Rambam, that Ahibe Shusarabi, Doras Viochal, is Chayot. Now let's see the whole Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara says, Remain with the Treifel Avuchil, Vaxi Vayetele Vadigreiso. So we see that it's the derech of the lion to kill and leave it as food for later. So bishvil gereiso. In other words, when the purpose is to have food for his children, then it's the derech. Umichamikol reiso. So again, the Gemara says bishvil reiso. V'mali teref chero, bishvil chero. Umineiso. But if the purpose is to eat it, that the Ari itself should eat it, so then the derech is not to kill it first and then eat it, but the yid of the life. But tanya mechin chayosh nich nishokat ramizek tof habeimovo chlobos hamishal nisholeh. So it says tof habeimovo and it says chayo. So it means any chayo, any beast, whether it's a zeiv or a lion, any beast, even if it is a lion. So and still it says tof habeimovo v'yoch chlobos hamishal nisholeh. Hochemayaskinon shetof laniach. Ho'ochlo katone kishenim lecho. V'ochlo. Minu yadino. I mean, so in other words, you have to perform a very difficult experiment to find out, I mean, psychoanalyze the lion after he did it, whether the original intention was to eat it immediately or the original intention was to leave it as food for later. So, ho'ochlo katone. Bishenim lecho v'ochlo. Minu yadino v'yid Shmuel naye. Dilmo, hocheu. So why does Shmuel say Torah bochel chayev? Morepshach, if we have to anticipate that possibility, we have to assume that if there was a change of intention, since the lion acted in a seemingly strange way, it first killed the behemoth and then it ate it up later. So we have to deduce. We have to come to the conclusion that at first the intention of the lion was to leave it for later, and then it changed its mind. So how can we visualize the case of Shmuel, of Torah Vochal, of Torah Vochal Chayev, which is Rabim, which means Mitzat Keret? Alright. So Gemara says, when Yishmu Nami Dimokhu, Omar Rambam, Bayit Tom Gizdom Yikotan, Shetofo Lo Niyah, Oidos of Yoch Misham Zer Yishol. Now, neither the Rif nor the Rambam mention this opinion of the Gemara. And the Rambam mentions this memory, this Braise Chayo Shemich Tuchot Ramizek, simply, without any explanation, Wisdom. So that means that the Rambam doesn't apply the Braise Wisdom. But the Gemara does apply? So the answer is again, because according to the Rambam, there is a machlokes between Rav Zeira and Abaye as to whether the Bechzer Sakosuf would be a bizdiach. Is it Bechzer Sakosuf? And the whole it's a Bechzer Sakosuf. And according to Abaye, it is declaratory of the concept that the Shusarabi, there is no negligence. So in Mele, there are many nakimines. Now, so Rav Zeira has the shita that it's Yitzchak Sakoso. Not that there is no negligence, but it's Yitzchak Sakoso. He is potter, like Kerim Bibeir, Tomum Beish. It's just Yitzchak Sakoso that he is potter. So even if he is negligent, he is still potter. So Mele Shmuel agrees with Rav Zeira. So Mele Shmuel says that Arib Yoshus Rabbi Doras Yochal Poter, even though he is negligent, because Shmuel agrees with Rav Zeira. Masha'in can according to Abaye. So the reason is why Yoshus Rabbi is Poter, because he is not negligent. And because of that, Abaye rejects the memory of Rav Zeira that Hochom Yoshus Rabbi in Tizo, the Yiziko Kelim Yoshus Ayochi in Israel. And Abaye holds, according to the written Rambam, that he is Poter. He spotted the way Rav Zeira held originally, because Rav Zeira originally held like Abaye. So why? Because Abaye holds that it's not just exercise causes of two Tashmini. The business why he spotted, because there is no negligence. Mashinke. So the male, there is no negligence. So even if the Hezek occurred in the Shayochi, but since the Maisa has a kakurtin, which is Rabbi, and he is not required to restrain the behemoth in walking in the which is Rabbi by following it up, so maybe there is no negligence, so he's put there. But the business why Abaye says Hayat, because Abaye says there is negligence, and this is just the Zakosu of Ubiya Bizdeacher that he is put there. So the Zakosu only implies if the Hezek occurs in the Rishus Rabbi is put there. But if the Hezek occurs in the Rishus Ayochim, the Maisa Hezek occurs in the Rishus Rabbi, in view of the fact that negligence there is, so is Hayat. So Shmuel agrees with Rav Zeire. So negligence, there is always a Rishus HaRabim. It's because Akos Rishpota, so it doesn't make any difference what kind of negligence. Even the most culpable negligence in the world, the most criminal negligence in the world, let's say, if the owner lets an Ari walk in Rishus HaRabim. So of course, he's criminally negligent, he's evil, we saw Sindomim Rishachov, and many other Isurim. But it's because Akos Rishpota of Tashlumi. Masha'inke, the Reed, and the Rambam, they pass like a Baye, so Mimele, they cannot pass the Shmuel. Rabino Makiko, Mashmuel Bami Tabus, Valumi Reb Lozal, the Omar Laburhe, Yoche Apudos and Hamelechaye, Yoche Apudos and Hamelechaye, El Rabine, Lava Shmuel Nitma, Ela Masnite, Kitone Masnite, Bami Tabus. ועליבא דרב לזה, דאומה לעבורכה, ירוכה חוצי נזק בואי לשלומה. So you never say this, דאי, ירוכה מי היי ביתונו לגביתו ונשאל? So it's קרן המועד, גביתו ונקרן בואי ונשאל, קש. Alright, now. The taste is ואנוח אשר אמוע, and we learned already. And we discussed the three שיטות של השם. So I mean, the sheet of tinsus is that in regard to the highest day of tinsus, no matter. So it is only chayyeh v'adim tchloson if the hezek occurs, is committed by them tu'achireh. So in mele, there is really no basic difference al pidin between a regular behavior is matzik v'shem. Or Ari Zayn Din Tomo Babelis, that is Mazik Vashem. The only difference is in the habits, in the respective different habits of a Behemer or a Chayot Teofis like an Ari Zayn Din Tomo Babelis. Let's say a Behemer, if a Behemer will lead up another Behemer or will eat Boso, so it's Mishune, because it's not a Derech. Mashayin came, Ari Zayn Din Tomo Babelis. So it's the derech to eat up a life, but only if it's done, if the hezek is done, al v'shem flachile. But if it's not done flachile, let's say, if it's done for any other end, that does not involve an achile, so then, according to Teitzles, so Ari, Zeyn, Dev, Noma, Barbeles, are not muadim itchlos on the heritage of Kerem. That is the shite of. And then, in respect to Nochosh, so Teis Veshite is that Nochosh, no matter how the act of Hezek is done, so it's more with Hosei, but what kind of a Mazik is it? Not Kerem. It's Reya, even though it's Kamenose Lahazik, but it's Reya. Then the Shite of the Rambam is, first of all, in regard to Avi, Zeyde, Nomor, Bardales, so the Amuadim with Holoson, the Amadim Tchloson, even if the Hezek is committed by them, not al the Achire, al the Shiche, Revitze, Bite, it doesn't make any difference in how the Hezek is committed, whether it's to Achire or not Achire. So he's willing to Tchloson, but there is one difference, even according to the Rambam. If the Hezek is done by the Arise, the Numa Bardos, not to Achire, so then he is still chayev in Ezek Sholem, but he is chayev on the score of Kerem. But where is every other Kerem? At the very outset. Is it Tam, and he pays a Chotzin Ezek? So through a habituation process, he has to become Muad bin Nechuyev in Ezek Sholem. Mashiach Kin Avim, they won't bother us in view of the fact that it's natural for them to be mazik at the very outset without a habituation process. So Mela the Chayim and Ezek Sholem on the score of Kerem. On the score of Kerem at the very outset. But on the score of Kerem. That is, if the Hezek is done by Davi Zeydim Moma Barbares, by Mishiche, by Rivitze, by Bite, where it's Kavanosi Lahazik, and it's not an oil Ezek, but just Kavanosi Lahazik. Then it's Chayim and Ezek Sholem on the score of Kerem. Machine king, the Hezek is done by means of Achille, so then the Amechuyev is a check. But there is one difference, because any other behemoth, if he is mazik for the Shem, the Shusarabim is potter, because because there is no negligence. Mashenkin, Ari, they know about us. If they do the hezek to achile, doras lochal, tora lochal. So then they are chayev, but not on the basis of keren, but on the basis of shev. But what? Even the shes rabbi. But it, how can Shem be mechuyev b'shes rabbi? The answer is the only reason why Shem is potter b'shes rabbi is because there is no negligence. But by Avi saying they know about us, there is negligence. So the higher b'shes rabbi on the basis of Shem, if the hezek was done to achile, let's say Avi shedoras yochal, Avi shedora yochal, not like Shmuel who says Torah v'yochal, doras yochal is potter, but doras yochal and Torah v'yochal. So he's also chayot, because there is negligence, but he's chayot on the basis of shed. Mashenikin, the hezek is not done to achile, so then he's also chayot nezek shalem, but it's on the basis of ker, on the basis of ker. And then there is the shite, and nochosh is also on the basis of ker, and according to Rambam. Now the shite of the Rashbo agrees with Tesis, except that the Rashbo holds that Nochosh, so Tesis says, is Chayav Yisakeren, not Yisachem, because Eina Noel Azeike, and the Rashbo says, it is also Eisha Noel Azeike, it's a sadistic Anoye that the Nochosh has, when he bites. So Mimele, he is also Mechuyev Yisachem. Then, at the beginning of the Makam, at the beginning of this month, so we mentioned that Tesis that Gimel and Dalek, Shem the Hindus Ashalavon, after that the Amidinum the Aome, the Hindus is the Meres Kinochos, the Nishris, and the Misa is the Adam Shech, the Gold of the Kerem, the Kovokim Iron Adam, the Kais Hoy, the Dorsu, the Ochla, and Ocho. That this Tesis is not in harmony with the Tesis that the Zion on the Dalai of the West Tesis of Anochos. Their Tesis says that Kochos is Chayim on the score of Vega, and their Tesis implies that if a Chayim like Kinochos, who is Menis, who is Venom, So then he's higher on the score of Karen. So in other words, the cases that Gimel happens to be in consonance with the Shita of the Rambam, not with the Shita of Tesis that is on. Now, the Tesis that Tesis on the base, the Blazer in the Abisman, Shem the Tarbus, Eino Muadim. So the Blazer says, he made the rich very common in Sanhedrin, Nam, Rahi, Vazei, Vadei, the Blazer in the Kolakid and the Holy Zoho. Unforesh, so that's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Now, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, Shiranisko Veskim Ushleisha. שנאמר אשר יסוק את המור ויומס, כי ניסס הבא עם כמס אשר. הזה ואבי אבי לנו הברדוס והנוחוש, מסוסום ב-10 ושלש. That's what it's an accomplices. רב לזר אימר, כל הקידם הורגון זוכר. רב הקידם אימר, מסוסום ב-10 ושלש. מסוסום ב-10 ושלש. Now, then the more, that's the mission. The first mission is an end. So Gemara asks the Kashi, what is the difference between Tabakir and Tanakame? Vishwane Rabbi Ezer, so he says, he doesn't require some effort. The highest therapies, the execution of the highest therapies, they, number, valdeless, nochosh, do not require some effort. But any person without Mardin by Sanhedrin can kill them, and he's Mikhaimanit. But Rabakiva says, Misosom Best Mishlisha, so it's the same thing as Tanakame. So the Gemara says, Rabakiva Haim Tanakame, Ikerinaye Nochosh. Because according to Tanakame, so not only Avi Zeid, they no more bother, require Sanhedrin, but if Nochosh, if Nochosh to the human being, he also, its execution requires Mardin by Sanhedrin. And according to Rabakiva, only as they believe the normal barbarous requires Sanhedrin. Bashinkin, Nohosh, so we saw say Yakov. That's the machlokes between Tanakame and Rabbaki. Then, in respect to Rabbi Eliezer's memory, that Rabbi Eliezer says that all the highest elements, say Vahi, they no more barbarous, Kolakidim, Hogan, Zoho, it doesn't require Sanhedrin, so there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish. Omar Mishlokish, Nuhu Shein Misu. Avaloi Misu Loi, Alme Kosova Yeshlem Talbuz, the Yeshlem Bailin, so Mishlokish says, when does Rabbi Eliezer say that I've been saying they no more barbarous, so it do not require Sanhedrin? And any person has a mitzvah to kill them, that is, if that is a human barbarous, kill the human being. So let's say, if you share to the human being, you're not allowed, so it requires Madi. As a matter of fact, Kameza, in Sefer Achiezer, he was married to Sofer Onter's granddaughter. So he mentions there in one of the chiles that he heard from the Sofer Onter, there is a lot in the Torah. In other words, you cannot carry out lynching. So somebody is chayav mise, so no one has the right to execute him until the Sanhedrin is given a deal. So even though he's chayav mise with all the protein that are required, but until Bezdin was given a deen and somebody kills him, he's a mitzayah. Well, you must have a mitzayah, I don't know if you're able or mishpah. So, of course, in regard to a human being, so he's a mitzayah, so he's able to see it. So, not only is he able, the law of you must have a mitzayah, I don't know if you're able or mishpah, let's say somebody was able to have his own, with a soye, with a bolus, a soye, with the aiding, with my abayis, but the Sanhedrin did not as yet give a deen. And then somebody, Bikanoi, will kill him before this was in the dinner. So that the one who kills the Yid Amizor, who is Yid Amizor under such circumstances, that he'll certainly get Mise, but somebody who executed him before Madin, he's a Ritzayach, he's a Ritzayach, and he's Chayim Mise, and everything. So in respect to human being, so you must have Ritzayach, I don't know if you're even a Mishpot in Christ, two things. First of all, that is not really Chayim Mise until Madin is not really Chayim Mise. He is like an innocent person until then. So he's a Ritzayach, and he's able to see a and then he's able an extra laugh of the Yuma Ritzayach at the Yuma Mishpa. So it's long to say. So, if Shea Mishpa, if Shea killed the human being, is Chayim Mise, he's gonna bias. And then, a hacket, he saw the chair. So he became very angry, and he killed the Shea before the Sanhedrin was given a deal. So that person is either the love of the Yuvas of Itziach, Adon de Yifuei or Mishnah. So, the Aloha of Rebbeza is, that the highest day of things, so does not require Madin by Sanhedrin, but Kolakidim Og is all. So that means that even without Madin, so anyone can execute him and be mikayim a din mise of the biato on the kedah, but only if they not a barbarous, kill the human being. But suppose they didn't kill, then there is no halacha of kolakim in all zoch. So my mishlokish mushe mise aloi mise loi al mekosova. Yeshlin Talbus, Yeshlin Bailin. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Yeshlin Talbus, in other words. So Rashi says, Omar Yishloki Shodom Rabbeza, Vatim Mogus Ocho Moshe Nisi Nefesh, Vamius El Tane Kamid Ayon, Shem Nisi Koye Rabbeza, Yeshlin Talbus, Muta Megadlon, Rabbi Shodom Yochel Ulamdon, Shalo Yaziku, Hilkaf Shem Bailin, Mitra Leyen, Lo Havi Kef Kea, Vihoso Lehebon, Imo Yimisu, Avo Yimisu, Seifon Chiyah Al Filoson, שלוי אילו בני תרבוס והצריכים לדיינון. So in other words, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shloki says, as Pshat in Rabbi Lezer, that when Rabbi Lezer says, Kol HaKedem Ol Mezocho, he doesn't think Kol HaKedem Ol Mezocho. Any person Okay, if he kills a Zeivari, they know about us, he's Mekayim Mitzvah. If a certain Ari Zeivari, they has killed a human being, so he's Chayav Mitzvah. So, in regard to any other animal, kill a human being, you're not allowed to kill him, but it has to be done on the business. So here, any Yochid can execute. So because Yeshlan Tarbis, Yeshlan Bayim. In other words, it's possible to domesticate and to civilize and as they vary, they no may balance. So, years ago, there was a cartoon in the New York Times, a very nice cartoon. So they had a picture, not a cartoon, it was a picture, a real picture, of a certain zoo where a certain person, not even in the United States, in another country, so he trained, he domesticated lions, tigers, wolves, bears, all kinds of animals. And there was a whole article, one newspaper man, so he actually observed these animals and saw that they behaved. They're not trying to stay at this anymore. And then there was a question under the picture, is that possible with human beings also or not? So that's the question. That is the question. And that question is told in Machlokes between the President of the United States, who is opposed to a nuclear freeze, because he holds that while Ari Zeidei Dona Pardales are Mitarbus, but the Russians, they are not Mitarbus, impossible. Only the Americans. But the Russians are not Mitarbus. Because of that, we cannot have a nuclear. that we can be domesticated. So there is no din of kolakidim hokens as long as they didn't kill anybody. So then, now, Rav Lezerim kolakidim, oh, Rabbeichen omar, afapishaloyim isu, al mekosova even tarbozim on bayim. But Rabbeichen says, no, afapishaloyim isu. And here, you see that the Rambam passes like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbeichen. Even though usually, whenever there is a machloket between Rabbeichen and Rish Lakish, so we pass like Rabbeichen, except in four places. This is not one of the four places, but it happens that the Rambam here also passes like Rish Lakish, not like Rabbeichen. The question is, but it's not one of the four. So, some give the teretz that we are only four when it's an independent machloket. But here, the machloket in Rabbeinu Shlokish is not an independent machloket. It's a machloket what the shita of Rav Lezer is, what Rav Lezer says. So maybe we don't have that cloud that the aloche has to be like Rabbi Yechanan generally. Anyway, so Rabbi Yechanan says, Abba Pishaloi Nisi, Al Mikasova Reimon Tardus, Veimon Bayi. Veimon Bayi. Now, Rav Lezer Reimon Yakol Akidim Lahor Bom Zoch. Vishloim Bom Rabbi Yechanan. Liman Zoho, Zoho Leiro. He said Zoho. What it means Zoho. So, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Afal Pi Shaloyim Yisu, so one is Mikayim Mitzvah, what kind of a Mitzvah is Mikayim? Because of Yiliyas Takore. In other words, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, so Azei Vari, Avei Vanun of Barbaros, Eilun Tarbus, so there is no hope that they can be domesticated and they can be civilized. So the male and the alta kole, so it's misiras takole, it's like removing the bayon of the shisarabi. So what is the zoho? So the zoho is that he can be nene from the eya of the zeibari, the ignom of others. Let's say he can use the fur of the zeibari, the ignom of others for his own benefit. Bishlo Rabbeinu Mai Zohar Zohar Eiron Elu Shlokish Mai Zohar Kibu Sheinisu Shavinu Rabbonon Kidman Yom Adonaiye Vissur Anoye Ninu. But according to Shlokish, that Rav Lezer only says Klachim Yom Zohar, if any one of these Chayei Seyotes kill a human being, so he's Chayei Seyotes. So what is the halacha of Rav Lezer in regard to the Chayei Seyotes? Because in regard to anyone else who is Chayei Misel, so then, until Mardin, he's not really Chayei Misel, he's only potentially Chayei Misel. That's the Gzeres HaKosef of Yuma Soretzea HaDomdei Vleidon Mishko. That when somebody does an Aver, somebody is Chayei a certain Enesh, he's not Chayei the Enesh until the Bezdin is Gimadin. And until Bezdin is Gimadin, he's not even Chayei Misel. So, and that the same thing is true of the Sheranisko too. Until Bezdin is in a deal, the Sheranisko is not really Chayei Misel. We say Chayei Misel, that means he's potentially Chayei Misel. In other words, Bezdin can establish the Chayei Misel through Madin, but until Madin, he is like any other person. He's not even Chayei Misel. So, Mimele, so that's only in regard to the regular Sheranis, not the Chayei Seyotes, but Chayei Seyotes, that there is a loche of Kolakidim Ogon Zohar. That means that the Chiyuv Yisei, on account of the fact that they are Chayei Seyotes, and they did kill, so that shows the fact that they did kill, shows that this particular member of the species is not even Tardus. He already killed a human being. How much longer can we wait? So he's certainly not to be treated as even Tardus if he already killed a human being. So Mimele, his chiyuv is nigma with the Ritzich. Any other Sheya who kills a human being. So the chiyuv is only nigma for Mardi. So Mimele, he doesn't have. So if somebody will check a share that killed a human being, but he will check the share before the Mardin, So then it would, the bosa will not be a sabanoi, even though there is a lisa raisa sheranisko shenid nabine, so it's also banoi. So yosabanoi, but that's only, so when does he have a chaleis din of sheranisko? Only when there is madin, because the madin is him and a chiyu. But before the madin, there is no real chiyu. There is no real chiyu. Masheikin gam lechayu steyotens, according to Mishlokish, that Kolakidim hold them Zoho, so that means they don't require Gmadi. So that means that the Chiyuv was Nigma the moment they killed a human being. So in the Mele, he has the same Chalis Din as a Sheir Anisko Shelik Madine. And the Sheir Anisko Shelik Madine is also Manoye, so after I say, how can the Mishne say Kolakidim hold them Zoho, implying that he can demand it from the area, he has a chalitz din of Sheir Anisko. So, kim digom adina, elu mishlokish, my zocho, kim shimis shagun rabom ikim adina, nisun anoyin inu. So, the more is a teretz, my zocho, zocho lashema. Zocho lashema. And then, tani kavosi de mishlokish, so it's a bifilo she braisi, I mean, so, the Trambam is not difficult, I mean, so, the Rishenim give the teretz, because here the Gemara says Tani Kavosit Rosh Lakish, so then the Gemara should mention four exceptions where the Halacha is like Rosh Lakish, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Why does the Gemara only make, so the Gemara should mention five, not four, and the Gemara mentions only four? The answer is the Gemara mentions only four exceptions when there is an independent machlok in Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. But here they are only chilek in the pshat, in the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Tani kavosi de shlokish, echad sheir shehimitz, echad beinu lechayu shehimitzu, bechad kimu, rab lezer eima sheir shehimitz besa mishlisho, vusho beinu lechayu shehimitzu, kol hakimu mohor, mezoch amal ha-shamu. Na, the thesis. Rab lezer eima, abizman shehim in tarbus, eima meadim, tein edu mishkir, kani san edu, in tnan, vahavi azim, vadi, anum ala ba'alues, rab lezer eima, kol hakimu mohor, mezocho, ufo shabich, mishmor, avo kishon lehimitzu, geinu em tarbus, veinu em ba'alim, and here rab lezer says, this machine with Abus in Madi, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is a spirit between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer. They may be the Hoche Garcin and Rabbi Lozo, Shuacha Rabbi Meir, the Hosom Garcin and Rabbi Lezer, with the Yun, Shuacha Rabbi Akiva, Iktone Basre, Rabbi Akiva in Meir, Miu Atate Koshe, so in other words, here it's Rebbe Lezer, and he was Kedem Rabakir. He was the Rebbe of Rabakir, the Batlukte of Rabbi Yehoshua. But Mashenkin here, that's in Sanhedrin. But Mashenkin here, we are here is Rebbe Lozo. So he was later. He was Achar Amei. He Akate Koshi. That now, Baruch Shmuel Leilom, I will be the Kulam. We also before the Shlokish, the Yehushim Misei, Avaloi Miselei, Kosova Yishlem Tavu Yishlem Bayu Matthew Anochosh. From this Gemara it appears that according to Rebbe Lozo, so only the Chayisti of the Zivari gave them a barbarous Avni Tavus. But Nochosh, everybody agrees it's not the Tavu. And over there, so according to the Shlokish, not only does he say, the Shlokish, that as in Bavim, the number of barbarous Abnitabus can be domesticated, but even Nochosh is even Tabus, according to the Shlokish. Because the Shlokish says that even in respect to Nochosh, if Nochosh did not kill a human being, if Nochosh did not kill a human being, so we don't say Kolakim in Mahobazov. Alright. The Avoy Misalori, Kosovo Yishon Talib of Island, Apiu Anachosh. The Inga Rabbi Netanam, the horse on the Kishon Mishal Shotis, Kinavi, the Gohar Kishon, the Dinezeh Yishlem Talbus, the Inga Em Lohokogom, Elohim Kein Hei Misu, the Talbus the Hoche, Haine, Shegibon Bibay, say, Shegibon Bibay, say. So Rabbi Tam says, the Netarbus here, Netarbus in Sanhedrin have different meanings. In Sanhedrin, when the Gemara says, when the Shloki says that he holds that the Chalistei of the Netarbus, it doesn't mean that they can mamish become civilized, completely civilized. What it means is they can be tamed. There's a difference between taming someone and civilizing someone. Taming someone means you keep him tight all the time, you restrain him in a pen, in a layer. So there, or you tie him by chain, so you can keep him tamed. So even in regard to the possibility of taming the highest of things, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Einam mitaros." Not only can't you civilize the highest of things, not today, you may say Mashiach, yes, but not today, but you can't even tame them. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. And Shlokish says, you can't tame the highest of things. How? By keeping them tied, by chain, by keeping them all the time in Leia. So in Mele, there is no aloche of collecting hold and zocho in view of the fact that there is a possibility of restraining them, of taming them. So there is no aloche of collecting hold and zocho unless he already killed the human being. Elohim came, they were all born, Elohim came, he said, Bikalbus de hoche, Haimashikimon, the basic. So, insofar as being able to civilize, to domesticate an animal, is concerned, so everybody agrees that the nochosh is mufke of that. And the nochosh does not have the potential of becoming domesticated, civilized. But, even Rav Lezer, he says, only as anybody of Abares have the potential of becoming civilized and domesticated, not nochosh. Mashein came, that the bentarbus of being tamed, so that Kishloki says, that applies internal. Right. Veidish lechalei davke, that's one thing. Veidish lechalei davke l'nyenze yishtem talbos shein len yohogom klakeidem el yigen yisu avu yigen yisikul shal nezik shoveim ui loi behol raire nide yichoshik talbos shalahem talbos. So in other words, it's a different question. Over there the question is whether it's capable, whether these animals are capable of becoming tamed or domesticated to such an extent that they should not be considered the takore even without having killed anyone. And here the shaila is whether they can be domesticated completely so that they would be put on the same level as any other animal. So at the very outset there is not a mu'e mitchalot. Alright. Now time is now 20 after. It's 20 after now.
22.
Okay. It's next question. Ma bin tam muad or shatam shalom chotin ezek yigufei u muad bishalom ezek sholim na aliyo ma yaliyo ma rableza bin muad shem yichoso vichim leim ela ish kapkes ki yom ma bin sri muo vimali kiv et nirom ויום הרבלזה ומעלה יצא מאובים שבמשכוחה ומעיינו דום ירושלים ויתראו בקברי צבא שכל היו דום וישכיבו במשכוח פשבים להם פסומים וזינים מה פסומים וזינים? רבלזה ראים היה זינה זינה רק שמור ברחמי יומר פסומים שכל המדיר הבן בו לזימון כי כל שוחו שוחו מלארדים ופחים טוב מלרדלי רבלזה ראים היה דת יום יוסף that he set a trap for him. His enemies set a trap for him. Rebezer Meir shechoshdu mizeinu. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeinu Meir shechoshdu mishishis. Bishlim Amram shechoshdu mizeinu. I will see kiseicha amuko zeinu. Kiseicha amuko zeinu. Eul mandoma shechoshdu mishishis. Maiseicho. So the Gemara says, Oto yishishis minachim chozeinu. בישלים על המנדומה שחושדו מי שיש איש Why? Because they accused him of such a terrible thing, and there is a chiyuv misa. But el mandama shechosh yudim zeino, there is no chiyuv misa. So my lomus sheyishlechu liberty. Don't ask what. My dechsi yu mechsholim lefalecha. Beis apcho asei bayim. Oma yom 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 הכשירים בבני אדם שאינו מיוגון כדי שהוא יקבלו עליהם שכר קבלו עליהם שכר וכובד עושו לבימי זה מלמד שהם ישיבו ישיבו על שיפה that is mentioned in connection with Hezkiah HaMelech so when he was meek there so great tribute was given to him so what was the peculiarity of that tribute that only it was only given to Hezkiah HaMelech, not to anybody else. Milamed shem shivu yishivu al kibre. Talmidim la'asik shom b'teir. Shvigibor adnosim rabon. Chadoma shleisha. For 3 days after the kvure. So Talmidim learned Torah al kibre. V'chadoma shivu. 7 days. V'yamro lo shleishi. Tol rabon on. בקום את הסוד אמרי, סייד החזקיו, מלך יהודו, שיוצא מפונו, שלישים וישים שואלת, חלוצי כעסי, נבואת, as an expression of grief. So, 36,000 Jews tore the shoulder, they bare the shoulder from the jacket. They tore out part of the jacket in order to demonstrate grief. Now this is not the kind of clear that is obligatory. I mean, you know, all the libei and all the libei, so you got a libei, but not to bear the whole shoulder. But we see that there is a kima mitzvah, because if there hadn't been a kima mitzvah of tearing to such an extent that the whole shoulder becomes bare, the whole shoulder and the jacket becomes bare, exposed, So then it would involve a love of Baltashvis. For example, there are a number of American Jews, and it is done with the encouragement by rabbis, all kinds of rabbis, conservative rabbis, Orthodox rabbis, all kinds of rabbis. So in order to save the sins, the suit, so they tear a career on a tie. So some are so extravagant, he don't even want to raise a car. I cost maybe $2. So he made a little ribbon, he had a little ribbon, and then they make a little rent on that little ribbon. I mean, that is hardly visible. So they make a rent on that. So they understand the mitzvah Adelis by making the rent on that little ribbon. But some are more extravagant, so they bring a sacrifice and they tear tree on the tie. I think that those who tear tree on the tie, of course they are not the kind of mitzvah of tree, but they are in the love of Baltashvis. Because if you're not the kind of mitzvah of tree, so it's Baltashvis. So, but we see that it's mentioned here that 36,000 Jews bear their shoulder, even though this is not obligatory, there is no chiyuv, down is living, but not to bear the shoulder. So it seems that while it's not a chiyuv, it's not obligatory, but there is a kiyum mitzvah. There is a kiyum mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to humans of tearing kriya such a way as to bear the whole shoulder. So that was done for Hezkiah HaMelech. Otherwise, it would involve an issel about Ashtes. So, chutzikat. Dieu Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Nechemia, Val, Me'achov Osotem, Elu Shiniho Sifateiro Al Mitosem, Ve'om Rukim Zeh, Ma Shekosek Vazeh. So the Gemara says, Kashe, Vo'yid Ne'mama Abdin Anochem. So in other words, we take out the Sifator to demonstrate that the one in Odom Kodim is lived there. So it was customary, the man Chazal, the man of Benaroy, to take out the Sifator. Vo'yid Ne'machkine, Sivatore Kamer Gadre Rabbe. So Rashi, some say, we are Vahidne So when in the name of Dinan Hochem, Rashi says, Sifatir Kamel Gavre Rabbe. But what that doesn't mean that we take out a Sifator when an Odom Godu is Nifta. But apparently, in view of the fact that Mabkinan Sifatir Kamel Gavre Rabbe, So even though they were not in the Madrege, not in the Madrege of Chisio HaMelech, so what was the unusual tribute that was done to Chisio HaMelech? So the Gemara says, "Afukke Matkinon, Anuche Lo Matkin." So when we do it for another Godel, so long we take care of Sivakol, but we don't put it. We don't put it down. Mashiach came. Kishio Hamelech. So Nichu Sivatir Amitose Yamiom. So they placed this baton. That was an unusual thing because that was not done for any other Odom Godu except for Kishio Hamelech. We boy say me Anu Chenanu Matkin. That it's mutter even someone who is not in the Madrega of Kishio Hamelech. To put this baton, not only to take down this baton, but he needed to put it on the home to demonstrate how great the person was. But what was the unusual tribute that was shown to Yisroel HaMelech? And there they said, all the Jews who participated in the funeral of Yisroel HaMelech, they said, Kiyim ze ma shekosef ze. That was the unusual thing. אומר רבי ברכון אהב, אז הנה בא בין רבי חננים, מישהו שמה יצא, אבל זקי זה יבא בין אם אני יוצא, והוא פושט לא עונה במה שיודע, הוא מלאכתי ומבורך, ועוד לא אומר לו, אפילו כי הם אמרינון, רימי לא ימרינון. So in other words, because we can say that even today, someone who is not in the Madrega of Chisio HaMelech, we can say, not only can we take out this baton, and not only is it possible, there might be Luther, under certain circumstances, according to Madrega of the Odom Godu, to put this baton on his own. And not only, and it's even possible that you say, Ki and Ze, Mashikosev Vazeh. But, out of Chisio HaMelech, so he put this baton on his own, and everybody said, not only kiyem ze mashikosef vaze, but kiyem ze mashikosef vaze, vimimet ze mashikosef vaze. He learned every word that is written in the Torah. That's an unusual thing. Kiyem amrino, nimet voyam. Yom amar, godu nimet teicho, shalimut meidu libimayise. Shalimut meidu libimayise. So how does Rashi explain the Rashi Gemara? קבעיו ביסקיין. או קבעיו ביסקיין, נזים יכול בקבעיו ביסקיין, יום הנוח, כי אם אמרינו מינו ואמרינו, ומי מדומו יחסקיה, והיד נמו ישים פריד יחסקיה, ומי מי, איס עודי, מקיין. So in other words, the unusual, the unique tribute to חזקיהו המלך consisted in saying not only קיין, but לימי. So that shows that לימי is a higher madrige than Kiyem. That's how, because if Kiyem is a higher madrige than Limei, so then how can you say, and not about the problem, not in the madrige of Chesky HaMelech, we say Kiyem, but Chesky HaMelech, we say more than that, we say Limei. No, Kiyem is more than Limei. So that shows, that implies that Rabbi Yochanan held that Limei represents a higher rung, a higher madrige, higher level, ten kiyem. Oh, so go mama, go to limud teiro, shall limud meido l'demaise. So what is the great significance of Talmud Torah? Because it's conducive to maise. So Rashi explains it. Al maise odi. In other words, it's the chshivas of Talmud Torah is not so much in itself as in the fact that it's conducive to ideal behavior, to mice. So what does that show? Kotn is nisla de godo. Kotn is nisla de godo. So that means that ideal behavior is a greater madrega, is a greater achievement than ideal learning. idea learning. So how can you say, and no one more than God can say, Kiyem Zeh Ma Shekasuv Hazeh, but not living. But not in God like Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we can even say limit. So that means that limit, idea learning, it represents a higher level, a higher madrege than ideal behavior. But this is inconsistent with the Maise that says, God will maintain all, shall we maintain the Maise? The Maise? So that means that that ideal behavior is more than ideal limut. The Maise says, look at you. Holy Nidma, Holy Agmur. We need my Atsme, my son. Our Agmur, Rachmine, Odi, me, my son. Hilka, Limi, Goyamir. In other words, as between learning oneself and ideal behavior, so then the ideal behavior is at a higher level than ideal learning by oneself. But ideal teaching to others, ideal teaching to others is even represents even a higher achievement than ideal behavior. That's what the Torah says. So in other words, when they pay tribute, when the Jews pay tribute to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they said Kiyem Zeh Ma Shekasuv Hazeh, and not only Lomad Zeh Ma Shekasuv Hazeh, but Limi Vachelim to Klal Yisrael, because what could we don't have the Sheva, the remote so tinegrit in any case, shall we king between the Tarek? So Chizkiyahu HaMelech was such a Malvitz Torah that he, through his efforts, so every little boy and every little girl throughout Eretz Yisrael, don't have the Sheva, was knowledgeable in Kolatere Kole, even in Tumerita. So that kind of Nimid Lachere is represents the highest madrege, even a higher madrege than a very lofty behavior. This is what that is. Now, this is the Kashi Gesach. Vom ma go do mit dir schon in meise bin ich kommt es auch in meise die kosche mit an tam so kashe says that the kashe of the moiz that from the price of god will mute was schon in meise it can be used that meise is of die kosche mit an tam so how can that be reconciled with Rabbi Yechon's memory that the unique tribute paid to Chizkiyahu HaMelech consisted in the fact that he even learned in an ideal way. I mean, so it's what we see, that ideal behavior represents higher madrege than ideal learning. Because of Rabbatam, the other Rabbah, Mehoch and Dalek, said the Tami Dibushin, we would go to the Maise, that is came in Shalom Yisrael in the Aliyah, the Zitz of the Lul, the Nisha Lashir, the Zubi Kulay. We would go to the Maise, God. We need to call on the Omru, we would go there. Shalom the Maise is on the country. This Maise, Dafke, implies that Limud is the most important thing. That Limud is the most important thing. So how can Gemore ask the Kashe from that Maise against Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon said the uniqueness in the tribute paid to Chizkiyahu HaMelech that is not paid to anyone else, no matter how great the person is. So it cannot be paid, that kind of tribute. So only Chizkiyahu HaMelech deserved this special tribute. Why? Because it was mentioned that he learned in an ideal way. But we see from the Braise that God will maintain or shall limit me with the Maise. So that means that the highest madrege consists in ideal behavior. But on the contrary, from Gemara in Dushi, Gemara says that limud Godel shall limud me with the Maise. So on the contrary, from that Braise should be a raya to Rabbi Yechon. That limud represents the highest achievement. Because limud is maybe with the mindset, so that means as a result of limud there will be both. There will be ideal learning and ideal behavior. So that's the kashe that takes us as a result. Because of that, Eimer Avitam, Doha Kedusha. Vom Amar Shemim Udmeinu the Maise, Vichim Shom Reimrim, Kiyim, Harim Reimrim Shalomad, Diyim Reim Shalomad, Heich Kiyim, because we are Moritz Chosi. So Mele, if so how can we say Kie in respect to a regular order body? Not in the Madrega of the Sviyamala. But since his limit is maybe in the mindset, limit is maybe go to limit. But in the mindset, so in other words, if we say about another model that is Kiem, so obviously we ipso facto imply that he's Loma. Because if he wouldn't be Loma, he couldn't attain ideal behavior. Because we are not Hosi. So, how can you say that for another one of God, not in the Madrid of the Sri Amara, so he can say Kiem, but he cannot say Loma? So, what he says, Ulishame, you're not a guy that has to the house of the Loma beginning. Ulishame, all our dimina, the new Bada Reyam, the Bada Odi, Shalay, is a rabbi, the man is a kishaman. Now, as far as Kamitam's Kashi against Rashi is concerned, I mean, it's very strange. Kashi is not difficult at all. What does Rashi say? According to Rashi, so the Gemara is asking it out. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that the uniqueness of the tribute paid to Chizkiyahu HaMelech consisted in the fact that they said about Chizkiyahu HaMelech that Limei, and in the Haramin, the Gemara assumed that it meant Loma. Alright. So, but another Odom Godel, not in that matter, we can only say Kiyahu. But the Pais says, but in the table shall be the name of that means that the important thing, the main thing, is the mindset. Is the mindset. So that means, according to Rashi, that this Pais implies that the main thing, the primary thing, is mindset. Ideal behavior, not ideal learning. So, but Tetzel says, but from the moment Dishin appears, that on the contrary, that the most important thing is limud, because limud may be the mindset. But there is no sphere. What does the moral intuition discuss? The moral intuition discusses, in other words, suppose a person has the option of doing one of two things. Either of becoming involved in a very important mitzvah, then he will not be able to spend the time learning, or he can spend the time learning. So then he will not be able to involve himself in the performance of the mitzvah. So that was the shaila that was presented before the Chachamim in Aliyah's Beis Mitzvah B'lut. So the final decision by the Chachamim was, go to Nimu Kulam Vamu, Limud Gode, Shebeibu L'demaisa. In other words, a person will come and ask a shaila. I can become involved in Tzorchei HaTzibur. Very active in this organization, that organization. I'll do so much to do for Israel, for this, for that. I'll be a Isig Tzorchei HaTzibur. Of course, it's a tremendous thing. Isig Tzorchei HaTzibur. Tremendous thing. We say in Shabbat and Shabbos, and we bless them. Every Jew is expected to bless all those who are involved in Tzorchei HaTzibur. It's a tremendous thing. But if it's a question of someone involving himself in learning and learning something, know the Torah, the Dinei HaTorah, what he's also to do, what he's allowed to do, what he's mechuyev to do, or doing tremendous things for the tzibur. So then, that was the tzak by the Chachamim Aliyah, the seeds of Yud. Go to Limud, shall Limud later in the mouth. Go to Limud, shall Limud later. That belongs to the Ashkofeshia. Today, so I might as well mention it. The Nitziv in Spil Shamidova, I said yesterday that the Nitziv, every day after the davening, he gave long shiur in Chumash, and that was his shiur in Chumash, that's the Shamidova on the Torah. So it's in Parshas Kisiso. So it's mentioned there about the episode of the Egel, Blessed of Egel, so it's mentioned in Kisiso. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came down and saw the eagle, broke the luches, so Yeshua, it seems the Chumash here, Shmuel. Thank you. וישבע יהושע אסכילו עום ברעב וימר עומי שכילו מלחומו במחנה וימר אם כאילו אני סבור עבור כאילו אני אסכלו כאילו אני מסליח לשמר נראו את סוי it's unbelievable phenomenon we see here that the Nitziv points out. In other words, the Jews, I mean, under the influence of the Arab rabbi, so they sank the Mikra Romani Biramu. They became family. They sank so much that in one day, so they sank from the level of Mamechaskian in the Kodesh to the level, to the depths of Marlebes. And Misachkin, what does Misachkin mean? Misachkin means and they killed whole, everything. I mean, they were running the search. And Yeshua didn't know a thing about it. Because he says, kill Muhammad Amach. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to inform him. To Yeshua, in Kulanis, Mubabin Kulanis, Halusho, Kulanis, and the Kulanis. But Yeshua, until that moment, Yeshua didn't know what was going on. Why? Because Yeshua was a Talmud. And it was the task of a Talmud not to involve himself in Tzolchi Tzibo. If the Talmud can leave it for the Rebbein to be misak in the world. But Yeshua was certainly an big matreide Yeshua. And Yeshua did not participate in anything. He didn't know. Because he was with Moshe, the Holy Shal Moshe, Yemo Malayla. So the Tzif says, that is the meaning of Godel Talmud Chemeiro de Maise, that the Chachmi is all passing. Never mind, I can do for the Tzibu. The Tzibu will survive without the help of the Talmud. But the Talmud in the Yeshiva, his primary task is to be involved in learning. Never mind Israel, never mind Klal Yisrael, never mind humanity. If he'll be involved himself in learning, then he'll be able to assert himself, then he'll be able to contribute towards Klal Yisrael, towards humanity, and towards himself. But if he involves himself in Tzolchi Tzibo before he involves himself in learning, then he will not be able to accomplish anything. That was the psak of the Chachmi Yisrael. God will limu chalim it leil the maise. Why? Because without learning, we are more at chosi. How will we be able to attain a level of ideal behavior? They'll think that everything that appears in their perverted mind and understanding as the ideal behavior, that should be practiced by everybody. So the way to be misak in the world for Talmidim of Torah is by involving themselves in learning. Never mind that an eagle is performed. I said that to a great Rosh Hashiva, Zichrono Livracha. At that time there was a demonstration against Israel because of Sheirat Lumi. So the Rosh Hashivas, so some Rosh Hashivas, not all, they urged all the Talmidim to participate in the demonstration. So I showed that great Rosh Hashiva, he meant Rosh Hashimayim, there's no doubt. But it was, they committed a great blunder at that time in involving students of the yeshiva in the demonstration. It's not for Talmidim of yeshiva to teach the world. A Talmid of yeshiva has to learn. Then when he grows up and he becomes a Lamdin, then he can teach mankind. But as long as someone is a Talmid of yeshiva, his task is to learn and not to teach others. This is the psak of the Chachamim. In the Salil of Bilut, that God limud shalimud lo yimayse. But that doesn't mean that limud per se is more important than ideal behavior has in children. It's inconceivable such a thought. That would be repugnant to the whole Torah. From Breshis Boro till the last Mishnah in Uksu, to say that learning in itself is more important than ideal behavior. On the contrary, the Chumash Rosh says, Kol Talmid Chochem Shein Misnayi Kishuro Yeser Goruahu Mikol Amore Shebeiro. So God Limud Shalimud Meiru in the Maise doesn't mean that Limud is more important than ideal behavior. The whole sublimity of Torah is because it is conducive to ideal behavior. And without Talmud Torah, there couldn't be ideal behavior. He can talk, he can use nice slogans, but there couldn't be ideal behavior without involvement in Torah learning. And all the daily Israel even the biggest kanoim. So when they were talmidim, they didn't practice kanois. I mean, who was a bigger kanoia than the late Tzadmer Rebbe, Zecheinu Livroche, who was an urban government, a tzaddik? He made certain mistakes in his views, but he meant Lishin Shemayim. But the Tzadmer Rebbe, when he was a talmid, he didn't participate in demonstrations. He learned. But these youngsters, who without learning, they participate in demonstrations, they are not an example of ideal behavior. So that is, that's what the Netziv says. That's what the Netziv says, that Yeshua ben Nun didn't know what was going on, because he was a Talmid. So Yomushi to call the Shomish. So maybe there is no kashe against Rashi. Still, the Gemara there says in Dushi that if it's a question for a person of involving himself in a big mitzvah, in Tzorchi Tzibo, or involving himself in Torah learning, so the answer is no, he should be told, involve yourself in learning. Never mind the Tzorchi Tzibo. That can be done by others who are older. But that doesn't mean because learning is more important than ideal behavior. But on the contrary, why should he give up involvement in Tzorchi Tzibo mitzvahs in order to prepare himself so that in the future he'll be able to do many mitzvahs? He'll know what a mitzvah is. Otherwise he won't learn, he won't even know what a mitzvah is. He'll be able to take Raul Ratev. Cheshach Le'eo Be'er Cheshach. So this is what Noah asks. But the real reason is why the Chachomim Lut said that involvement in learning takes precedence over involvement in the mitzvah is because Ma'aseh is more. Ma'aseh is more. So that's why he said. So that's the more starting according to Rashi. So the Gemara says, "Loi kashe, holy nidma hola Gemara." Now we're not going to finish the tesis, and that will finish on Sunday. The tesis and on Sunday, but you should look up in connection. We didn't finish the tesis, so you should look up the shiltes and the mitzvah perush and the shiltes parashalachata. It's a very important thing. This shiltes, this shiltes involves a very important thing, and then you should go over the rachshah. All right, so this is what it is. Okay.